Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by Manscaped.com. I'm your host, Harry Simeu, and on today's episode, we're going to be looking back at the 3-0 victory in the UEFA Europa League over Dundalk.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeu.
Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the podcast, coming to you at a slightly different time today, early morning edition. So I do apologise for the change in kind of schedule. As many of you guys will have seen on the YouTube community page, I took a couple of days off of work and I considered sort of breaking that last night to come on and do the live episode following the game against Dundalk. But then I thought, I've got a really crazy weekend of work coming up and I've had a couple of beers and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to chill out. I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm not going to do any work tonight and I'll come back tomorrow. This is the first of two shows that we're going to be bringing you today. I'm delighted to say that I'm going to be joined by TalkSport's Alex Crook. Just after lunchtime, we're going to be discussing his new book, which is Arsenal related, and we're going to be getting his take on Mikel Arteta's Arsenal so far. So very much looking forward to that. So whilst I didn't bring you an episode last night, you're going to get a double whammy today. You're going to get two episodes, and then tomorrow morning, that's Saturday morning, you're going to get the Manchester United preview. So I'm very much looking forward to doing that as well. So plenty of content coming your way within the next 24 hours. So if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, and I think we're around about 25 subscribers away from hitting that magic 10,000 mark. Now, if you are new to the channel, please do hit that subscribe button. It is so, so important. Your support is very much appreciated. And whilst you're at it, hit the like button too. Big good morning to everybody who's joining us in the live chat. And of course, to those of you who are going to be watching this back or listening to this back a little bit later on. Let's, without further ado, get into last night's game. It finished Arsenal 3, Dundalk 0. Easy victory in the end for the Gunners. Although, before we kind of get into it and go into it in a little bit more detail, I think Dundalk deserve a lot of praise and a lot of credit for the performance they put in. I mean, nobody gave them a hope in hell, but I thought that Dundalk gave a really, really good account of themselves. Up until we broke the deadlock on around about sort of around about the stroke of half time, actually Dundalk had done really, really well. And if I'm not mistaken, they limited us to just one attempt on target. Now, I remember sitting there during that first half thinking, you know, Mikel Arteta has had a lot of stick, you know, with regards to, you know, the lack of creativity and all of that stuff. And I just kept thinking to myself, man, if we don't break down Dundalk, that scrutiny, that criticism, that pressure on Mikel Arteta is just going to increase further. And that will certainly not be helpful going into the game at Old Trafford this weekend. So I was worried about that. But fortunately, we broke the deadlock. Yes, it came from a goalkeeping error. But Eddie Nketiah was alert. Eddie Nketiah was alive. And that's what Eddie Nketiah does best. I do think there are question marks around his link-up play, around his hold-up play, around his overall game. But one thing you cannot deny about Eddie Nketiah is that he has that instinct in that area of the pitch. And you saw how quickly he reacted, how sharp he was to get to the ball, make something happen, having sniffed the error. So I think that was really a positive to take from Eddie Nketiah's game in particular. And well, once that goal went in, the game and the complexion of the game completely changed. And Arsenal found themselves in a position where they could get a second. Nicolas Pepe had the ball on the edge of the penalty area. So desperate to score, he kind of shifted it onto his left foot. Looked to kind of bend one into the corner. His kind of trademark finish. Fortunately for us, when the shot did get blocked, it deflected nicely into the path of Joe Willock, who I thought took an excellent touch, opened up his foot and just put it into the roof of the net. I thought it was a really calm and cool and collected finish from Joe Willock. And I think there are two interesting points about that goal that you should note. And the first one was the fact that Nicolas Pepe was in a central position. Nicolas Pepe, for me, is at his best when he is less disciplined. And what I mean by that is he picks up the ball on, you know, or he starts, his starting position is on the flank, but he ends up in the middle when he switches flanks, when he gets into half spaces. I think that's when Nicolas Pepe is at his best, when it's less regimented. And I do feel like, although I've been one of the people who's kind of said that we need to see more from Nicolas Pepe, I do feel like that is, I guess, partly down to the fact that Mikel Arteta's system is at times very regimented, is at times very rigid. And so I think when we look at the best moments of Nicolas Pepe since, you know, Mikel Arteta's taken over, all of those, you could argue, have come when he's drifted into those infield positions. Now, for the Willock goal, you could argue that he should have played Willock in. I think that's absolutely the case, that he should have played Joe Willock in there. But it wasn't to be. And the ball deflected to Willock anyway, and Willock took it brilliantly. From Willock's perspective, I think the fact that he is, or was, very busy last night. And what I mean by busy is he was, the structure that we had, and partly it was down to the fact that it was Dundalk and a side that we weren't particularly fearful of. But what I really, really enjoyed about Willock's performance was that drive that he showed and that willingness to get into the box, to run beyond the forwards at times and get into those positions. It was very Aaron Ramsey-esque. And, you know, there are people who didn't particularly rate Aaron Ramsey, don't think he was all that great, but one thing you cannot deny is that he did have that ability and that, I guess, awareness of where danger might occur, and he made those runs and he made things happen. And if at the very least, you know, all he does is take a defender out of the equation to create room for somebody else, that's a real positive, and that's something that Joe Willock really added to our game yesterday. Now, again, I don't want to go OTT on individual performances yesterday because of the quality of the opponent. I think that is something that always needs to be as a caveat when we're discussing games like this. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't praise people. We shouldn't give them credit where credit's due. At the end of the day, this game for Dundalk was almost like a cup final. It was kind of you could argue it was one of the biggest games in their history. They're taking on Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium, a massive historic club like the Gunners with a pedigree way beyond their own. And I don't mean that disrespectfully to Dundalk, but that is the case, isn't it? That is the reality of it. That is the situation. But yeah, I thought that for that goal, for the second goal, I thought it was a combination of two things. It was Willock making that run beyond, getting up alongside the attack, which was excellent, and the calm, calculated finish. But I also thought we saw the benefit of Nicolas Pepe drifting infield, albeit his shot was blocked. Obviously, the second half started, and the second half was pretty much one-way traffic. And of course, that was helped by the fact that we got a goal so early in the second period, which kind of put any doubt as to which way the game was going out the window. And it was a wonderful goal from Nicolas Pepe. And again, it came from Nicolas Pepe drifting infield, picking up the ball sort of on the edge of the penalty area. And I think what was most impressive about this is, you know, one of the things that drives me mad about Nicolas Pepe, and I look at him, I go, my God, this guy is so frustrating. Like, I know he's left-footed and I know he's got a favoured foot, but it's like, Jesus, use your right foot sometimes, man. Like, go on the outside, use the right foot. And we saw from Nicolas Pepe that he can use the right foot. And it was kind of an instinctive finish, maybe because he didn't have the time to think about it too much. Maybe because he didn't have the space, you know, his instincts kicked in, and it was a wonderful finish with his right foot. And the most impressive thing about that, I thought, was that little roll over the ball with the left foot to shift it back onto his right, and with very little backlift. It was an excellent, excellent finish, and it would have done Nicolas Pepe's confidence the world of good. Have Willock and Pepe played their way into contention for Sunday's game against Manchester United? Some will say yes, some will say no. I think that I'm going to save that chat for the Manchester United preview, But yeah, you know, they certainly gave a good account of themselves. And another player who gave a really, really good account of himself, despite not getting on the score sheet, was Reece Nelson. Now, we know from recent interviews, from recent press conferences, actually, that Reece Nelson, the idea for him from Mikel Arteta and his staff was to let Reece Nelson go out on loan. They didn't find the right destination for him, and he stayed at the club, and he's going to fight for his place, and he's going to battle for a position in Mikel Arteta's side. And again, I thought he was another one who really took the opportunity. Yes, he didn't score. Yes, some people have been talking about the final product from Reece Nelson and suggesting that maybe it wasn't quite good enough on the night. But I thought his overall game was very, very good. You could see the confidence flowing through Reece Nelson. And Reece Nelson is someone who likes to dribble, likes to take players on. And I said it in one of our shows midweek where I was with Dan Potts and we were talking about how Arsenal can be more creative, how Arsenal can unsettle defences a little bit more frequently. And one of the things I said was that we need players who will do that, who will pick up the ball, who will dribble, who will run at players, who will cause havoc essentially by just getting the ball and going. And it can, you can overcomplicate football, I think. But when you're playing the ball left to right at 5 miles an hour, you're never really pulling people out of position. How do you pull people out of position? You make them commit. And how do you make them commit? You drive into key spaces with the ball at your feet. And it's so, so imperative that you have players that can do that. And I thought that Reece Nelson proved that he could do that. Again, I'll go back to that point. There's probably some question marks around whether or not he's got that end product, whether the end product is, you know, what we need it to be. And that's a fair debate to have, and it's a fair concern to have. But I thought last night he showed a lot of positives and has played his way into contention for me, because we're not creating from the flanks at the moment. So why not give the guy a go? You know, I'd like to see, you know, I've been an advocate of Aubameyang playing from the left, but I think in recent weeks it really hasn't worked, and I'd be an advocate of him going back into that position, and we see a little bit more of Nelson maybe in those wide positions. I think the fact that Nicolas Pepe went off despite having a really decent game probably suggests that he's in contention for Sunday, but again, we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail on the preview show. Right, quick reminder, if you haven't already, smash the subscribe button. We're just 25 subscribers away from hitting that magic 10k mark. And as I've said previously, we'll be giving away an Arsenal home shirt when we hit that milestone. So please, if you haven't already and you're new to the channel, get stuck in. Right, let's give you guys a quick reminder as well that this podcast is brought to you by manscaped.com. So if you're thinking about your male grooming needs, and then check out manscaped.com. Keep your body hair as trim and as lush as the Emirates Stadium pitch, but of course, hopefully not as green. If you enter our discount code ChroniclesAFC, all in capitals, you get 20% off at manscaped.com. It is worth doing if you are interested in that kind of thing. The products are fantastic, and 20% off, free shipping. Why not? Right, let's talk a little bit about a couple of other bits and pieces with regards to the game. You know, I know that there were a few players in that side last night. Most notably, I would say Shkodran Mustafi, Granit Xhaka, Ser Kolasinac, who get quite a bit of stick from the Arsenal fan base. And you know, I know, again, I've said it already in the video and in the podcast, I know it was Dundalk, but clean sheet, all three of those lads involved in the defense, and you keep a clean sheet, I think that's pretty good going. Granit Xhaka was the captain, of course, as well. Runarsson got his first Arsenal start, and I thought that Alex Runarsson looked pretty comfortable in everything he had to do. Now, again, caveat that with the fact that there wasn't a great deal for him to do, but I thought he looked pretty comfortable. I thought he looked pretty good, so I was pleased with what we saw from Alex Runarsson, and hopefully he'll get more games and be able to push on and challenge Bernd Leno, because one thing nobody can deny is that since Emi Martinez left, that competition for the goalkeeper slot has decreased dramatically, and that can't be healthy in any way. Fallarin Balogun got a go towards the end of the game as well. He got around about the last 15 minutes. Great to see him come on and, you know, get a little bit of experience in the UEFA Europa League. There's been a lot of talk about him over the summer, talks linking him with a move away. He has stayed, and Mikel Arteta was very complimentary of Balogun and said that he's someone that if he wants to have a future at Arsenal, he absolutely can. So looking forward to seeing more of him as well. So whilst it wasn't the most inspiring game, you know, a Europa League tie at home in front of no fans against Dundalk, there were some interesting things to take away from it, some real positives. And it's good to get back to winning ways ahead of this weekend's Premier League fixture. So I'm really pleased and really, really delighted about that. Willian came on. Willian back to fitness, which was good, which was a positive. So good to see that as well. And yeah, it was, look, it was by no means a classic. It was by no means a thriller or a game that I'd want to particularly sit and watch again, but there were some positives to take away from that. And at a time where we'd been in a little bit of a downer, a couple of defeats, yeah, we got a win in Vienna, but we didn't play particularly well. I think the mood was quite down around the Arsenal fan base. And although this won't go all the way in rectifying that and bringing us back up to the kind of heights that we want, it is a step in the right direction. It's another win in the group. And it's, you know, it's a real positive. So I'm delighted with the result, delighted with some of the individual performances, as I've said. And we look forward to what's going to happen on Sunday. Fingers crossed it's a positive for Arsenal. Quick reminder, Alex Crook of TalkSport will be joining me at, I think it's going to be at 12:30 PM UK time live. We're going to be discussing his new book and getting his take on Mikel Arteta's Arsenal. And we'll be back tomorrow with a preview show of the trip to Old Trafford. If you haven't already, hit the like button. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. We'll be back very, very soon with more. And I look forward to joining some of you again a little bit later today. Until then, take care. Ciao.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.